Wake up, Blue Jay Nation. Welcome to Season 19, Episode 10 of Pierce High News from Pierce, Nebraska. This is Peyton Simmons and my co-host,
Gina Rogge.
This week's news topics are the Veterans Day program, the elementary choir concert, teacher training, and football playoffs.
On Monday, students, teachers, and the community were invited to attend the annual Veterans Day program held up at the high school gym. The band and choir performed multiple pieces of music that they have been working hard on. The seniors Maya Bauman and Caden Retzloff both gave a presentation about their experience at Boys and Girls Estate.
Now let's talk to Maya Bauman, the Girls State representative, about her experience. What were your overall thoughts about attending Girls State?
I think Girls State was a very, very good opportunity to not only broaden your horizons about government, but also to meet new people and just have fun in general. So I'm very thankful that I got to go.
Thanks, Maya.
Yesterday, the Pierce Elementary Choir had their concert at 7 p.m. up at the high school gym. This year's theme was focused on honoring our veterans.
Today is World Kindness Day. The World Kindness Movement started World Kindness Day in 1998, and since then it has spread to 28 countries. Today, let your compassion shine brightly. Get caught showing as much kindness as possible.
Today, there was also no school for the students at Pierce High, but the teachers still had to come for teachers' training.
To finish off the week, the Pierce Blue Jays football team will take on the Adams Central Patriots in Hastings starting at 6 o'clock for the state semifinals.
Thanks for tuning in. For more information, check us out on social media or at piercepublic.org.